This is WLRN News. I'm Jessica Bakeman. Miami-Dade County Public Schools is facing two big questions: how to recruit and retain teachers, and how to make sure there's a cop on every campus. During a press conference at a school near Aventura this morning, Superintendent Alberto Carvalho pitched a property tax increase as the answer to both. Miami-Dade County School Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says,
"There are no other options."
This year's legislative session produced a disappointing state budget for public schools and costly new security requirements. So now more than a quarter of school districts are asking voters to approve tax increases. Carvalho is making a formal pitch on behalf of teachers, citing the district's recent A rating.
"What should the reward be for those who deliver these results? At least adequate compensation."
United Teachers of Dade President Carla Hernandez-Matt says Miami-Dade teachers work part-time as Uber drivers and at retail stores.
"And that's a shame. But today there's hope. We're here to tell the community that they can do right by us."
If approved, the tax increase would raise more than $200 million a year for 4 years. The vast majority would go toward teacher pay, and the rest would help the district hire more police officers. It'll be up to voters next month. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.